Well, after the funeral in London, the Queen's coffin will be moved from the state gun carriage back into the state hearse to make its way here to Windsor. That is only a journey of 20 miles or so, but it will move slowly and again give thousands of people the chance to see the Queen's coffin. This time it really will be her final journey. On arrival here in Windsor, the King and other senior royals will walk behind the coffin again as it moves into Windsor Castle, just behind me. In St George's Chapel, there will be a committal ceremony with hundreds in the congregation. That will be televised. And then the public parts of the ceremonial arrangements come to an end after that. There will be a private burial service in St George's Chapel on Monday evening local time. The Queen will be laid to rest alongside her late husband, Prince Philip, in the King George VI Memorial Chapel, which is part of St George's. There are expected to be huge crowds here on Monday. In fact, the local council is telling people to watch it all from home if they possibly can. Windsor is a town that feels a strong connection with the Queen, given how much time she spent here, particularly in the latter years of her reign. And lots of locals will tell you stories of bumping into her on walks in Windsor Great Park or seeing her being driven around to and from engagements. So despite that advice from the council, there will be a lot of locals who turn out one more time for the Queen here as the eyes of the world turn back to Windsor for her burial. Ollie Barrett, Windsor.